This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd. Tonight is, of course, the 27th of Ramadan, and out of all of the nights of Ramadan, tonight is the night in which it is the highest possibility, the greatest probability that it is Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr. And yesterday we were talking about the reality of Qadr, and today I want to continue, since this is the night of Qadr, why do we believe in Qadr, and what is the benefit of believing in Qadr? The belief in Qadr is based on two premises. If you understand these premises, everything will become clear. The first premise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. Nothing happens without Allah's knowledge, without Allah's determination, without Allah's will, without Allah's Qadr. Nothing happens. And the second is the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman and Rahim, that Allah is the all-wise, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees what is best. So when you know that Allah is in charge, and then you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, these two pillars put together should bring about the true fruits of believing in Qadr. The one who is in charge cares about you more than your parents do. The one who is in control loves you more than any other being. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he saw a woman on the battlefield frantically searching for her child, he said, "Do you ever think that this lady would harm her child, would throw her child into a fire?" And they said, "Of course not, O Messenger of Allah." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, Allah is more merciful to His servants than this lady is to her child." So when you know that Allah is in control, then you know that Allah is caring and merciful and loving. Those two pillars put together should bring about what is called the thamarat, or the fruits of belief in Qadr. And these two pillars are mentioned in so many ahadith and verses of the Quran. In fact, in one of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ would recite in Qunut, in Witr, and our imams, we recite these every night. Of the du'as of witr, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Nasiyati biyadik, madin fiya hukmuk, adlun fiya qada'uk." Oh my Lord, my nasiyah. Nasiyah is the forehead, the forelock. And the meaning here, that my nasiyah, when you say it in Arabic, it means I am under. So my nasiyah is in your hands, meaning I am under your control. Because when you hold on to an animal, you hold on to the forelock. It's an Arabic expression. So the Prophet is saying, "Oh Allah, my forehead, my forelock is in your hand. Nasiyati biyadik. Maldin fiya hukmuk. Your hukm will be decreed in me." Then what did he say? Adlun fiya qada'uk. Whatever you decree is just. So power and justice, power and mercy are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We trust Allah's power because Allah is merciful. So our yaqeen, our iman, our hope increases in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many benefits to believe in Qadr. We'll mention only a few of them. Number one of the greatest benefits to believe in Qadr, your heart achieves a sense of peace and contentment. You know, as the Prophet ﷺ said, "Wa'lam," know that what you got, what happened to you, could never be avoided. And what you couldn't get, you would never be able to get it. You have to have this yaqeen. Allah says in the Quran, and I gave a khatir about this ayah, "Qul lan yusibana illa ma katab Allahu lana." The believers are reminded, nothing is going to happen except what Allah has decreed. Can you imagine somebody who doesn't believe in God, somebody who doesn't believe in Qadr, how do they live in this painful, difficult world? Belief in Qadr brings about a comfort, a contentment. Nothing happens except that Allah has decided and Allah knows what is best. Another fruit of believing in Qadr is that it leads to optimism. When you believe in Qadr, pessimism is removed from your life. When you believe in Qadr, you look at the bright side. When you believe in Qadr, you know that the one who has put you in difficulty has done so for a wisdom. Allah Azza wa Jal knows why you're in that difficulty, and Allah will give you the strength and the qudra to get out of that difficulty. Allah does not place on a soul a burden more than what the soul can bear. So when you have iman in qadr, you will always be optimistic. Every difficulty will be made easy. Every constricting circumstance, you will know there will be a way out when Allah makes it easy. So belief in qadr makes you an optimist and removes pessimism and depression. Of the fruits of believing in qadr is that you bring about a sense of generosity. You are no longer stingy and miserly because you know that the one who gave you what you have will give you even more. So the one who believes in qadr is a generous person. The one who believes in qadr is kind to the orphans. The one who believes in qadr will give to the poor because they realize the one who gave me everything will continue to give me. The one who believes in qadr can never be stingy when it comes to the poor and the beggars. Of the benefits of believing in qadr is that qadr makes the human, the Muslim, brave. How so? Because, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ. Know that if the whole world came together to try to harm you, لَنْ يَضُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ. They will not harm you in the slightest, إِلَّا except if Allah has decreed it for you. And if the ummah came to benefit you, they would not be able to benefit you in the slightest unless Allah had already decreed it for you. The one who believes in qadr cannot be a coward. The one who believes in qadr will always be brave in the face of adversity. He will be able to take on any challenge because he knows it is in Allah's hands what happens, not in the hands of humans. It is in Allah's hands benefit and harm and not from the people around him. So belief in qadr makes you a brave person. Of the fruits of believing in qadr is that you have a sense of tawakkul in Allah, of sincerity to Allah, of yaqeen in Allah, of strong iman. The one who believes in qadr is not weak and dependent on the people. The one who believes in qadr will be a person who puts his full yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah and always has the best thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, belief in qadr brings about a peace and a comfort. It makes the troubles of life easy to manage. It makes all the difficulties that we face something to be of ease. Inna ma'al usri yusran, inna ma'al usri yusra. With every difficulty, Allah says, He will make things easy for us. And honestly, brothers and sisters, on a personal note, wallahi, sometimes I think, how do people who don't believe in God live in this world? It's so depressing. So many difficult things happen. It is our belief in Allah. It is our belief in Allah's qadr. It is our belief that Allah is Rahman and Rahim that makes the difficulties of life easy and manageable. Without iman, life is not worth living. Wallahi, think about it. This is why every one of us right here and now in this masjid, we feel a sense of contentment. We feel a sense of peace. Life is worth living when you believe in Allah and you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that is removed from the life of a human being, then life becomes empty and meaningless. And that is why we see so much of what we see. Brothers and sisters, tonight is Laylatul Qadr. Or we should say it is the greatest candidate of Laylatul Qadr. Out of all of the nights, this was the night where so many of the scholars of the Sahaba, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, this is the greatest possibility of Laylatul Qadr. It is the only night out of all of the 10 nights that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned explicitly. He said, whoever wants to seek Laylatul Qadr, search for it on the 27th. Hadith is in Sahih Muslim. It's the only night that was literally mentioned out of all of the nights. And that is why culturally we understand Laylatul Qadr to mean the 27th, even though technically, we have said many times, we do not know for sure. Only Allah knows. But out of all of the odd nights, tonight is the greatest possibility of Laylatul Qadr. So we make a special effort to make dua to Allah. We make a special effort to make dhikr and Quran. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by his beloved wife, Aisha. Aisha said, O Messenger of Allah, if I am standing on Laylatul Qadr, what dua should I make? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, make this dua. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. O Allah, you are the one one who loves to forgive sins, erase sins, wipe away sins. So, O Allah, wipe away all of my sins. On this night of Laylatul Qadr, we make dua to Allah. O Allah, every good that you have decreed tonight, we ask for you the most largest share of that good and for the Muslim Ummah. And every evil that has been decreed, we ask that you avert it away from us and from the entire Ummah. And inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.